Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, October 23rd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Israel has ramped up its bombing of targets in the Gaza Strip and on two other fronts, the northern border with Lebanon and the West Bank, where the Israeli military struck a mosque compound that it said was being used by militants to plan attacks. President Biden held talks Sunday with leaders in the UK, France, and other countries as Israel weighed the consequences of any ground invasion of Gaza. International efforts are underway to deliver humanitarian aid and free hostages in the Palestinian enclave. Israel's military said Hamas and other militant groups were still holding more than 200 hostages in Gaza. On Capitol Hill, nine Republican House lawmakers have piled into the race for Speaker as members try to overcome deep divisions to unite behind a new candidate. The chamber's number three Republican, Minnesota Representative Tom Emmer, has won the backing of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, whose ouster early this month triggered the leadership crisis. Florida's Byron Donalds and Oklahoma's Kevin Hearn are also among the candidates expected to pitch to fellow GOP members at a forum this evening, with a vote to designate the party's next nominee expected as soon as Tuesday. And Chevron says it has agreed to buy rival oil and gas company Hess for $53 billion in stock, the latest sign of consolidation in an energy industry flush with cash. The deal values Hess at $171 a share, based on Chevron's closing price Friday. The deal comes weeks after ExxonMobil's $60 billion agreement to buy Pioneer Natural Resources, one of the industry's largest merger deals in decades. Stock markets in Asia ended the day down, and European shares are falling in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are drifting lower after Wall Street ended last week in the red. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.